Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports at 93.7thefan.com with your name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. A big one this weekend in Pine Richland. I believe Andrew Filipponi will be there, and Ben Tenuta will be there with the biggest, brightest camera he has, the one he takes for our high school football broadcast, which we have another one tonight on KDKA, Upper St. Clair and Peters Township. You hear that music and you know what it's time for. It is a Bechtold Breakdown. Austin?
The Bechtold Breakdown for this Friday, September 26, 2025, is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Our good friend Jake and I were texting back and forth, sharing pictures of our basement remodels. Always good talking to Jake. I know he's listening. And one other thing that was frequently discussed this week, Donnie, that people on the text line have brought up, people on social media have brought up, that I want to address just for a minute. The airplane seats post from our own Ben Tenuta, that thing went viral on whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and where you would ultimately sit, including a comment from your guy Ryan that said that there's something wrong with you if you decide to sit in between me and Callis.
Yeah, I think he said if you choose seat 5, which is the middle seat between you and Harry Callis, yeah. He said if you choose seat 5, seek help.
Seek help, yes. There were some very interesting people that liked that comment, Donnie, that I'm going to share with you off air. You should look on Instagram. There's some fascinating things that transpired there. Ultimately, if you could pick any other row other than yours, would you sit next to Crowley? Would you want to keep the team together with Pony and Muller? I think I'd probably want to sit next to Joe, but I would like sitting next to you and Jeff as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would just keep the team that I'm always on together. I mean, I think I would just sit with Pony and Chris. I mean, people would say, man, you're crazy. How could you deal with a plane ride with Andrew Filipponi and Chris Muller? Well, I work with the guys for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
So I deal with them for that long on a daily basis, pretty much 5 days a week. So I think I'd be okay to get through a flight. We all know each other's quirks.
I don't know if I could do 7 hours on a plane next to Joe.
His singing.
I don't know. The singing, I think, would be irritating. I feel like Crowley, my radio mentor, would be very fun to be able to hang out with. And we'd be able to just go back and forth talking about different things. Doran, too. Doran and I have a good connection, a good relationship. I feel like if I had to choose the one row that I would not want to sit in, it might be sitting next to myself and to Callis. I don't know. I hear myself talk all the time. Do I really want... Like, if you made a second Austin that was able to pick a spot, do you think it would be like hell on earth if there were two Austins sitting next to each other talking to each other, right?
Oh,
Some people would probably feel that way.
I bet the YouTube chat just blew up hearing say if you made a second Austin.
I mean,
the thing with seat 4 is that, like, Jeff is the best possible person, I think, to sit next to.
Right, I agree.
Jeff is somebody that he can read the room. He can figure out, hey, does this guy want to talk to me? Does he want to make small talk? Does he just want to put on his headphones and sit and relax? But then Jeff is such a good conversationalist. He can, you know, really anything you bring up, the guy can talk about. And he's not going to be somebody that does anything odd. I don't think he's afraid to fly. Like, we know that Joe has a, he's one of those people, he's going to have a fear when the plane takes off and lands.
He will tell you he's nervous and scared right at the takeoff.
And he goes into breathing palpitations, like yes. He's giving birth. I don't think that's Jeff. I think Jeff is just such a simple, laid back, like, cool hand Luke type guy. That's probably why that seat is so ideal. I mean, it's doing a lot of heavy lifting for me. The fact that it's not between us.
Yeah.
And the fact that they don't have to sit next to me.
They get the window.
Yeah, they get to sit next to Jeff. So it's either a window seat or an aisle seat. They're the big winners.
Texter, I'd lay in the aisle before sitting next to Pony and Malty.
I mean, we had people say they would try to swim.
Yes, we did.
They would
sit on the wing of the plane.
Yeah, I would sit in the bathroom, I think, was one of the comments. Yeah. Now I'm interested to go back and look to see who liked my friend's comment.
Yes.
Disparaging you and Harry Callis.
One of my friends did, Dylan Kickler, which I think was just him being, you know, funny. At least I hope so, if you're listening, Kickler. All right, Steelers injury report is out, Donnie. Alex Highsmith officially out, which we knew. Tom would address at the start of the week, but full participants in practice. Patrick Queen with his oblique injury. Darius Slay with a leg injury, the leg contusion he suffered. Deshaun Elliott, a full participant in practice with his knee injury. Looks like Elliott will be good to go for the Steelers. Jaylen Warren, limited with a knee injury. Same thing with Jonnu Smith with a hip. Joey Porter Jr. with his hamstring injury, limited. They're designated as questionable.
The Elliott news is huge. I'm very glad that he will be back. I mean, the moment you see, I mean, you know he has full clearances, no game status, not even a worry about him playing. The Jonnu Smith thing seems to have just popped up over the last couple of days. I'm going to assume that he and Jaylen Warren are good to go. Ray did not seem very promising. It did not seem very promising with Ray that Joey Porter Jr. would play in the game. So I feel like if anybody is missing it that is on the trip, it's going to be JPJ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I would say so. They've been very cautious and careful with this. It kind of reminds me of how cautious they were with Russell Wilson and the injury that he suffered with the blocking sled. Now, there were obviously no blocking sleds involved or any, you know, extracurricular activities that is limiting Joey Porter Jr. with this tight hamstring, but I feel like if they do get Porter back, I want to see what it looks like in that secondary. With Porter, Slay, and Ramsey. We really haven't had a chance to see it. Now against Carson Wentz, are they really going to be slinging the ball around? That's another question. Probably not. But this defense at full strength, I think, probably answers some of the questions defensively, especially with communication. All right, Donnie, we've talked about it a lot. Marc-Andre Fleury is back. The Penguins Lemieux practice facility was completely full today with fans able to view practice. There was a line out the door to be able to watch Fleury. There's a picture of Fleury putting on the yellow pads right before practice with Malkin in the background. I feel like this is going to be surreal for a lot of Penguins fans and being able to get the opportunity to see Fleury. And I don't want to try to just beat the dead horse here, but to be able to see Fleury back in a Penguin uniform, it really is awesome to see. I don't think that they should, you know, do this again for like Jágr or anybody else. I think a standalone moment for Fleury like this is well-deserved and something that should basically just be a one-off.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a special player for this situation. I think Fleury is the perfect one to do it with because he hasn't been here in, shockingly enough, almost a decade now. I mean, not quite a decade, but it has been quite some time since Marc-Andre Fleury has been a member of the Penguins. So that has also, I think, helped his legacy out more than anything, because the point that gets brought up with him is that, you know, people will forget about the bad times and these struggles that Fleury had in a lot of playoff appearances, and they will remember the good because of how things ended. Yep. And it helps him out. It's kind of similar to the Steelers quarterback situation. They haven't been able to find that answer since the guy left. They thought they had it in Matt Murray, and Murray was part of two Stanley Cup winning teams. He was a very big part of it. But with Murray, with Jarry, they haven't found that next Marc-Andre Fleury yet. That helps him out too. This is going to be awesome for people that are in the arena tomorrow night. And, you know, I'm not even going to fault people for whatever they happen to pay to go see a game that otherwise does not mean anything, because I can't think of another time when we've really seen this in sports, or at least in, you know, major pro sports. And it's not like a minor league baseball team doing something funky, or, you know, the Wild things years ago, they had Pat McAfee play a game for them. It's not like that. This is a legend of the game, a legend of the organization, and he gets to take the ice one last time. People are going to be all over that, as they should be.
And I think that at the same time, too, there's sort of a time heals all wounds factor with Fleury. And what I mean by that is, like, look, the way that Fleury's career could have ended here could have been a lot different if it wasn't for how those 16 and 17 teams were built up, and how when Murray was injured, Fleury stepped in and helped them win a Stanley Cup with a huge, huge amount on his shoulders. Remember those 11, 12, 13 years, 14? Remember that series against, who was it, the Rangers that they blew? An Islanders
series? Bruins, there was a bad one. Yeah,
there was a bunch where the narrative on Fleury was, get this guy out of here. He just does not have it anymore. And to be able to see everything go full circle, of course, winning two Stanley Cups will make you forget about that.
But yeah, he had struggles to a point where he got replaced in a lot of those playoff runs.
Thomas Vokoun.
Yeah.
He should have his number retired at some point, maybe a little bit later on down the road. But this is just a great bow on the present, a great cherry on top of a great career for Marc-Andre Fleury. All right, Donnie, one more thing before we get to Bob Walk. Final three games of the regular season in baseball before the playoffs. Milwaukee will finish with the best record in the National League unless they get swept by the Reds, and Philadelphia has a sweep. Milwaukee's 96-63. The Cubs are going to make the playoffs at 89-70. Cincinnati's at 81-78. So that's three teams in the NL Central, plus St. Louis is just a couple games under 500. That is right there in the wild card race. 1 year from now, look into your Donnie football crystal ball. Look into your Malzi-sized crystal ball with his cranium. Do you see the Pirates at this time with three games left being in position where they are either in a playoff spot or a game out of a playoff spot going into the final weekend?
I'm dying to say yes, but I just can't. I can't, because I don't have the faith that they will do what it takes in the offseason to improve this team. Yeah, we could see Connor Griffin on this roster early next year or midway through next year, and he will help. Because I think that that kid will be a very good player. They still have the pitching. Paul Skeens is going to win the Cy Young, and you would like to assume he will pick up right where he left off this season. They have a lot of guys behind him that can pitch really well. They led the league in shutouts this year, and they are going to finish 20-plus games below 500. That is difficult to do. That's like failing gym class, and they managed to do it. And I don't have the optimism that they will axe the GM that they should, that they will be somewhat aggressive. I'm not asking for them to move heaven and earth when it comes to free agency, but they have to get somebody that's a little bit of a higher degree than just another reunion with Andrew McCutchen or Tommy Pham. Like, I'm talking a real player that can help this team out for the next few seasons. I don't see them doing that. Okay, could they trade Mitch? Maybe, and they could get a comparable bat for him. That would be fine, but that can't be their lone big move of the offseason. I just have the fear that they will be in a similar spot. They might be a little bit better, like a handful of wins better, but I would give a lot to see them actually be in the final week of the regular season and have a true shot to make the playoffs. I just can't get around to saying that it'll happen.
I'm talking go get Eugenio Suarez. Go get a left fielder.
Oh, that'll never. They will never go get him. Never.
You don't think so?
Never. A guy that can hit 50 home runs in a season?
Well, if they get rid of all the money that they're spending on who knows what, like Ben Cherington loves these analytics that we're told, and actually spend it on players.
Oh, no.
Maybe that can actually change something with a different general manager.
I agree with you. I mean, I would be over the moon if they went out and got a player like that. I just don't think they would do it in a million years.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Austin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.